Do you know how to do confrontation well? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. A few years ago, I went through some difficult stuff and had to confront someone for how they treated me. And through this experience, I realized that our words have a lot of power, and I felt a sense of freedom, realizing that nothing has to go unsaid between people. And this led me to what I now call being a little confrontation happy. I started confronting all kinds of people in big things and little things. And since then, I've evened out a little bit, realizing that not everything needs to be said or confronted, but also knowing that I can do it when I have to. Having hard conversations is a part of life, especially when you want to have meaningful relationships with people, and especially as believers. But how do we do that well? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called The Confrontation, Part 2, by Naomi Zylstra. So now that you've decided to confront your Christian friend about their sin, how do you do it well? According to the Bible, one important part of confrontation is gentleness. In Galatians 6:1, Paul uses the Greek word katartizo to talk about setting a person right. And that same word can also be used to describe setting a joint. This gentle process hurts, but ultimately, it moves the person toward correction and healing. Therefore, when it's time to confront someone, approach them with spirit-filled gentleness, motivated by love. In Matthew 18:15-17, Jesus lays out steps for the confrontation. First, you should talk to your friend alone. This prevents shaming or embarrassing them in front of others. Plus, it can be easier to talk about tough topics with only two of you there. If the person doesn't listen the first time, bring another friend. This can help show the person it's not just you who thinks their behavior is an issue. If the problem persists after that, it's time to call in church leadership. It's okay to take things to a higher authority and admit something is too much for you to handle. Hopefully, the person will come to their senses and repent, and you can pray for this all throughout the process. Remember, as believers, we belong to the family of God. Jesus Christ has freed us from the power of sin and death, so we no longer have to say yes to sin. Therefore, we have the privilege and joy of helping each other along in the journey of becoming more like Christ. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time someone showed you gentleness? What did they say or do? Or how did they say or do it? What would be difficult for you about confronting a brother or sister in Christ? As Christians, why is it important for us to support each other on the journey of following Jesus? As you and I can read in Galatians 6:1, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 18, verses 15-17, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 through chapter 6, verse 2, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Holy Spirit led you through a difficult sin or situation that you were struggling with? Well, if so, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you could write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called We Need to Talk with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.